This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good news is that we're here with all hands on deck. And fingers as well, toes, feet, elbows, let's see, what other part? Ears, yes, all hands are on deck, all elbows, all everybody.
I feel like you're about to break into head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Really? That. That's the voice of one Jay Kirshner, along with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program to celebrate the Dodgers. As long as Jennifer is here, we ought to talk about the contract for Andrew Toles.
That's a good thing. Okay, I thought you were going to talk about the games this weekend, and I didn't really want to talk about that.
That must mean that they didn't do so well.
Oh, just still singing from Friday night, that's all, when Dave Roberts left a pitcher in for two innings when he gave up five runs.
So anyway, this fellow Andrew Toles hasn't played a Major League Baseball game since 2018, but the Dodgers have renewed his contract. You want to give us the story behind the story of why he hasn't played and what's
the Well, you might remember that this guy was like found in Florida. He's got a really serious bout of mental illness.
Schizo.
And he was found in Florida, and he was like, people couldn't, you know, his family was looking for him, and then they finally tracked him down. And the guy needs help. And so the Dodgers, knowing this, re-signed him just simply so that he could get his health insurance and that he wouldn't have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a pretty big deal. The team's health insurance probably better than what he could get on the public dole. And he played every season he was in the major leagues, he played with the Dodgers, but he hasn't played with them for a very long time. But he was homeless in Key West, Florida, back in 2020. That's when it was. So he was charged with trespassing before he was released to his dad. They found out he had all of this mental illness and stuff, but his dad's been trying to treat him. So the medical stuff is going to really help from the Dodgers. I think it's great for them. Good for them.
Yeah, it is good for them. Yes. All right. I've been doing some data examination. And before we get to the data about what's going on in the Republican Party, because Jennifer's here and she's always on top of that sort of thing, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lindsey Graham, et cetera, et cetera.
She's your personal friend, so, you know.
Yes, right, yeah. She hasn't called back, though. The top touring records at the moment. This is not of all time. This is at the moment. So the data that I have examined on the touring records of those tours that are out on the road right now, you are going to be amazed. All right, the top 10. Are you ready?
It's got to be Taylor Swift number one.
Who's your what?
Same thing.
It's got to be Taylor
Swift Eras Tour, 100%.
No. Not even.
Well,
she's
Anna
not
Moss
even,
is currently on tour.
She's not even in the top 10.
Where
do you get this list?
The highest grossing list. If you go to dataexaminer.com, you will see the information at number 10, Metallica. The current tour has taken in $417 million. The current tour for AC/DC has taken in $441 million. What do you mean, what? Coldplay, $523. The Rolling Stones, $547 million, but the one on the top, this is the one that's most, that is amazing. The Rocket Man end of performance, the highest grossing tour of all time, $818 million, according to Billboard magazine. Let's see, Ed Sheeran at $776 million, and you take in the fact that all of these shows, like the Rocket Man final tour has been, they've done 278 shows, and they have 51 more dates. So this guy's going to make $1 billion on his final tour. And that's what I find. All right, so where's Taylor Swift? You must have found her in there someplace. I figured the girls would go right for the
I was totally tuned into what you were saying. I was listening to your list.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go to dataexaminer.com because I didn't want to get Chinese hackers.
No malware for me, please.
Sorry.
No.
I'll take it for what you tell us.
Thank you. All right, so let's get to Senator Lindsey Graham taking a shot.
Take over your webcam tonight before you go to bed.
Okay. I'll do that, Jennifer. Thank you. Senator Lindsey Graham blasting Marjorie Taylor Greene for defending the kid who stole all of the classified military secrets from the Pentagon. So, according to Lindsey Graham, Ms. Greene's statement was unjustifiable and irresponsible.
Well, everybody's going to different pieces of this. Tucker Carlson on Thursday night, yeah, as this guy was arrested, was pretty much defending him, saying, you know, what happened. I take a little different track. I do think there's more to this story. And maybe you taught me that, Doug, because there's always more to the story when it comes to the government.
Yeah.
But I would say that this, you know, 21-year-old, however old he was, it is questionable why he had the clearance that he had.
Ah, that's where I'm coming down. It's
questionable how that information came from him and went into an online chat form when they can tell when Doug Steffen posts about, you know, a COVID vaccine or the virus coming from China, and they can find you, but they can't find a guy who's put out our most secret classified information on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So I do take it. I think that's very strange. And either, you know, intentional or ineptitude, I think, is what you have to say. So, and then the other kid in the group who then starts passing this around, and it still doesn't get detected. It takes the media, who finally gets a hold of this story and puts it out there. And then it takes the media once again to identify this person and put his name out there. So then the FBI is forced to come in and arrest him. I mean, if you want to look like this is not, I mean, you're not in control of your narrative. That's what the government has looked like through all of this. They're just not in control of what's happening or what should happen. They wouldn't even verify whether or not these documents were real, yet they had the investigation. And then not one member of this dumb mainstream news media asked if the information that was in the classified documents was true, because a lot of what was in the classified documents that was released is in really sharp contrast to what the government's been telling us the last few months, including whether or not Russia is winning or losing the Ukraine war. The documents insinuate that they're actually doing a lot better than the media has been reporting, which is that Russia's losing and losing in droves. So why not ask those questions? It's like there is no honesty around here. So I agree that something stinks. Now, I don't think that we should treat people who put like information like this up as heroes, because they're still stealing stuff that's not theirs. But there is something else going on, I think.
So here's the thing I take exception to. Lindsey Graham was on ABC's This Week, and he was asked about this whole kerfluffle, and he said that Marjorie Taylor Greene's remarks could destroy America's ability to defend itself. I'm not sure where he gets that. I think that's a little puffery. He says there are military members serving today from Georgia and other places who are less safe because of this airman. There's no American involvement other than supplying weaponry. Unless maybe we don't know
there are American soldiers in Ukraine now.
That was part of it. Yeah.
Even though they told us, oh, no, there are no American soldiers. Well, no, the documents say that there are American soldiers at the embassy.
Yeah.
So and that's why I'm saying we don't prop the kid up to say that he's a hero, because he is putting people at risk. And he's also making our allies not trust us, because can we be a trusted partner? But I think there is also a lot of other questions to examine here, too. It's the same debate with Snowden, hero or zero, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. And so I'm interested in when I ran into Marjorie Taylor Greene at the airport or on the plane coming back from Orlando a couple of weeks ago. I just kind of watched what she was doing. And she doesn't the thing that I always bring up when it comes to her is that she doesn't do anything that helps the people that voted her in. She's doing a lot to help herself, and she's everywhere where there's something going on. But, you know, she went to the jail in New York to talk to the January 6th guys.
Well, because they were being, you know.
How does that help her constituents, is my question.
Well, that's true. It's not a directly, I mean, we don't know if her constituents were in there. That's one thing. But everybody left these guys, you know, up the river, and that's what's going to happen to this kid. He's down. I mean, he's going to be just thrown away. And part of the comment that she made is it's interesting how some leaks remain anonymous where some are right there. And this guy happened to be in a God and Guns group. And so, of course, the media jumps on that like he's some sort of extremist now.
And that becomes his identifier, yeah.
Right. And so now it's just, I don't know.
Well, they jump to conclusions.
Well, it's more of the double level playing field against, you know, people who are blowing the whistle on Trump who are anonymous and heroes. And then somebody who's putting information out there, we don't even know where he stands politically, but he's in the God and Guns group. And so it makes the Biden administration look stupid, the information he's putting out there. So now we're going to vilify him.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene firing back at Lindsey Graham after the criticism. There were tweets all over the place, as you can imagine, about this kid. His name is Teixeira. He's from Massachusetts.
Teixeira.
Mm-hmm. Teixeira, is that how he pronounces it?
I would think so, because there's a baseball player named Mark Teixeira with the same spelling. Don't think they're related, though.
Anyway, so Green writes, Jake is white, male, Christian, and anti-war. That makes him an enemy to the Biden regime. He told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine and a lot more. Well, okay, so the leak is talking about whatever, pointing fingers, if you will, at our response and what's going on. She continues, if you're a member of the Military Intelligence Committee and you disagree with American policy and you think you're going to be okay when it comes to leaking classified information, you're going to go to jail. Well, that is kind of the way it works, whether you like it or you don't like it. I was happy that things, when Snowden released the stuff and when, what's the other guy's name that got extradited?
Bradley Manning.
No, well, Manning, yeah, but the stuff that was in was posted on Wikipedia.
Oh, Julian Assange.
That's it, Assange. So, yeah, right. In that circumstance, I thought that information was important to know. I don't know that I feel the same way about the stuff that's been.
Well,
leaked
and we don't
by
even know if it was intentional. That's the other thing.
Yeah. All right. So, still lots of questions, not a lot of answers. But then that's what makes it so much fun, in a manner of speaking, to keep yakking about this stuff. It's Good Day at 18 after.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Complex. supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, 23 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here with our trending social media items of interest. Let's start with NPR, and they're doing a little too much wah, 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 but I think there is something to what they have said about being delisted by Twitter, the political impact of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as usual, they're making it worse than it actually is. So now there's a big to-do, the National Association of Broadcasters having their annual convention this week, and one of the things that they're talking about is whether or not social media will support or be supportive of public media, which is, in this case, they're focusing on NPR, and whether or not traditional media ought to be worried about Twitter and what it does. I think that's not the right argument or the right position to take. There is way too much social media. It is way too influential. And just because the folks got caught in the crosshairs from NPR, they're making it about them. I don't think it's about them. I think it's about everybody. It's about everything. It has, you know, the audience, I suppose, maybe in a manner of speaking. The people who are supportive of NPR are going to agree with their point of view. There's no news there. It's like the people who listen to Jennifer on KRLA are supportive of her point of view and the information that comes.
They're right.
Oh, okay. Yes. Why did I think of that? Right. They are right with a small r, not a capital R necessarily. So anyway, I just think there's much to do. It's not much to do about nothing, but the focus, again.
It's that NPR is taking money from the government, and so they mark them as state media, which is legitimately true. But then NPR is like, oh, then you're taking away the fact that we are serious journalists here. You know, are there any serious journalists? I mean, is there anyone that's not on the take from the government? Because even if they're not taking money,
there's no reason for NPR to get any government money. That's always been my point of view. Jennifer, you've been with me a long time. I've been off on this rant for years, for decades, because it's inappropriate.
God, I keep interrupting you. What a jerk.
No,
go ahead.
No.
I'll just add in this part. The thing that bothers me is that if they're, so conceivably, if the government's paying their money during times of crisis or emergency, then those stations would be like kicked into gear to spread information that people would need. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to go to the regular radio stations to click into gear and spread information to people, you know, if something really awful or catastrophic happens. So I don't see what the purpose of giving them government money
is. There is no purpose. There's no reason. There's no excuse. There's no real. I should be getting money. If NPR should get money, I should get money. Where's
and
mine?
If public radio, then let them have their donations. I mean, that's what they're doing anyway.
So they
if
do.
You want to support it?
They're begathons.
Well,
yeah.
And the NPR and NPR Politics are two separate handles, both the same organization and both verified with the gold stamp thing. But NPR has the government-funded media tag, where NPR Politics does not.
That's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Montana, speaking of interesting points, become the first state to approve a bill that bans TikTok over the Chinese government's involvement, shall we say. That's a nice way of putting it. So they sent a bill to the governor there, and I'm guessing he'll probably sign this into law. It makes it illegal to download TikTok in the state. Penalties of $10,000 a day. Not for government, for anybody. If you're caught downloading TikTok, you're going to be fined $10,000. That's kind of an interesting reaction to this. Who would support that? Anybody here that thinks that's a good idea? If you're caught with TikTok, $10,000 ban in Montana.
Wow.
No. I think that's a. I don't know. I don't know what I think.
TikTok's a serious
problem. I think TikTok needs to be banned. But if it should be an educational thing, not a punitive thing. You got to realize what's happening by you using TikTok. That's really what needs to be the bottom line here. 28 after on Good Day.
Dine with Seinfeld's parents. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can still afford to dine out occasionally by shopping smart. As they do at Del Boca Vista, eat early. In restaurant lingo, you are in the first turn. A certain oyster bar my wife and I like offers buck a shuck before 6 p.m. Other tips? Opt in if your favorite spot has an email list. They'll tout specials. Have dessert at home. It and drinks are restaurants' most profitable items, and every add-on adds up to the tip. Members, actually bother reading what AAA and AARP send you. You're entitled to a discount at some restaurants. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
Reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Yes, where's Rod Stewart and his skinny legs when we need him? There he is. It's 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here at the ready, thinking about studying, examining, explaining, channeling. What else? We're channels of sort, right? Manner of speaking, channeling information. I don't necessarily mean we are in a trance here, but there are those. I guess I can save that conversation for Uri Geller. In the meantime, we are interested in some good news. Life as a member of the Sun City Palms, a performing and marching squad for women over the age of 55. Seems like a lot of work. One of the leaders is a lady named Mary Zeibel, who's 81 years old, has been performing with this group for 23 years. She joined after she saw them in a parade and thought, wow, I want to do that. So not everybody is a cheerleader, or at least did it in high school. That's in this group. There's a lady named Peggy Parsons, who's 81, got involved because she loves dancing. And apparently Ms. Zirbel, she and Ms. Zirbel are friends. They are baton twirlers. Ms. Zirbel said she started twirling batons when she was in grade school. So how many people do this anymore, other than these old-timers here? Do they still have these sort of, like,
color cheerleaders? Probably. Sure.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of, I think a lot of children still have, like, do baton classes when they're still figuring things out of, like, ballet or tap, baton.
Mm-hmm. So this is, Sun City is in Arizona, and their slogan for this group, the Squad for Women, aims to, quote, inspire before we expire. There you go.
Cute.
So anyway, it's a big part of these people's lives, I'm sure, at the age of 80 or 81 or 80, you know, whatever. It's a big deal for them. That's a great way for them to stay in shape. There are 30 members and a number of trainees. You have to go through a three-month class to join this outfit, and they have a couple of different routines. The members that they have at the moment range from 58 to 90. And the older you are, apparently the louder the cheers are from the crowd. You can imagine that, right?
Sure.
And anyway, so I thought they're using songs like We Are Family. We Are Family. Who did that song? We Are Family.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly, that's right, too. Thank you, Jennifer.
Look at me. How did I never do that?
Right.
Wow. Now,
you've been around your father too long with his of the age of, I mean, my children would probably have gotten it as well, because they've been around that music for a long time. Anyway, congratulations to the members of the Arizona Cheer Squad for women over 55. And all the practice that they've been doing, their grandchildren are yelling for them on the sidelines. It's great. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, why not, right? There's no good reason not to do something like that. Very cool. Okay, well, let's see here. We have Jennifer Horn with us, so I managed to dig around in some of the political circles in which she travels. She does mornings also on KRLA in Los Angeles, and that is a right-of-center station. What else do we call it? You'll call it a conservative station, but I don't think it's a good... It's what you guys want to have us think is what conservatism is.
Why are you so rude?
Conservatism is not about... politics. It isn't, in my mind, not at all. It's not even close. It's about what you do to save things. And so I know
that... And that's what we're doing. We're trying to save this disaster of a mess.
So you think. So you say. And
I'll
I'm
tell you.
All right. So let's see how DeSantis is doing. There's a fundraising going on right now that's supporting DeSantis. He hasn't really officially, but I think he's teasing, right? He's going around to Iowa and New Hampshire.
He's not officially in at all.
Right.
And there are questions now about whether he will get in, because pretty much all of the momentum, there were a lot of people who were like, you know what, Trump's too much, we're going to go with DeSantis. But Trump has managed to shift. I mean, he's like, the momentum in the polls is insane, away from DeSantis to Trump. And huge shifts. And so we'll see. I mean, I think DeSantis would be stupid to jump in this race, but you know what? It's a free country and everybody gets to run.
Because you don't want him to run.
Well, no.
I've
said this all along, is that I just believe that he is the future of the party. And I think that...
Who is Trump?
DeSantis.
Or DeSantis.
Oh. Yeah.
I hope not. I would like to think that there is that in neither of the two titular leaders of the
now,
Democratic Party.
Why would we
party,
listen to anything that you want if you've just blown apart with conservatives? You can't call them conservatives.
Well, really, because they're not. It's not about that. You can listen to whatever you want. I'm not here to support one or the other, because I think that they're all bad for America in its present state. Where are we going? What are we fixing? Trump fixed some stuff. Maybe what we have to do is do what I've suggested for years and have 1 6-year term for any elected office. Make it a federal mandate. 1 year, 1 6-year term for president, 1 6-year term for Congress, 1 6-year term for Senate, 1 6-year term for governor, and that's it. And then we're out of the maelstrom of raising money Apparently, one of the problems that DeSantis is having is early on, he got some heavy money from a couple of really wealthy people. Whenever I look at DeSantis...
The Koch brothers, I think, were behind
they were.
For a while, at least.
Yeah, yeah, right. And they have, the Koch brothers have lots of dough, and they have been, they were, their father was the founder of the John Birch Society, and they pretty much have always been in step with that philosophy. I don't know that I really, I don't know that I get where DeSantis is in terms of his policy. I know he's a grandstander, and he's done a lot of stuff that gets attention, but what, you know, the Disney thing is an example of how he fell flat on his face with that. He looked ridiculous after Disney outsmarted him. He thought he was so smart, and he was going to do this, and he was going to do that. We're going to go get Disney, and they won't control the state anymore. And they knocked him right on his butt. So, you know, this stuff with him, isn't there, can't we find somebody who isn't a grandstander, who really does have the best interests of the country at heart? These guys don't. They don't. It's about them.
Well, I think that, to be fair, I don't know which politician's running for strictly altruistic reasons. You know,
right.
I think everybody has a very large dose of ego to think that they can run for an office like the presidency. Mm. But that doesn't mean that they're not doing it for the right reasons. I think that, unfortunately, we just get sucked into this game of politics, and it's like it becomes very personal because you have a lot of people with big egos. It's like, stay in your lane. Tell people why it's good. Tell people why what you are doing is good, why it's different, and what you can do to really fix the country, and then be ready to deliver when you get there. So many people, I think people are tired of hearing promises and then getting nothing when someone gets into office.
Well, a lot of these people get into office to supposedly fix stuff have created the mess in the first place.
Yeah.
But they've had a hand in it, that's for sure.
And I think that's why you get people that rush to the outsider candidates like Trump or like Vivek Ramaswamy or, I don't know, maybe on the Democrat side, I don't know that people are rushing to him, but like Robert Kennedy Jr. I think has got an
interesting
case.
Character.
You know, all of these.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting character. Okay, so what do we think is going to happen? The G7 says... to a country, that is all of the members of the G7 say, they will stand up to any coercion over Taiwan. The Chinese keep rattling their sabers, they're going to take it over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the G7 said, nope, if you do that, we're going to throw you out. And China can't afford, because their wealth, 40% of it comes from us, and the rest of it comes basically from the G7. You think they're making money selling phones, smartphones in Russia these days? I don't think so. I don't think they're making any money. You know, obviously, the whole idea of them doing what they say they want to do or that they should do because it's actually a part of China, you know, it's kind of the same philosophy as Putin going into Ukraine. It's the same stuff. And so where do we go from here with these guys? God only knows. So, anyway, January 6th, let's touch on that a little bit. It's always a little more. This one guy who was assigned, this is one of the rioters that you see in the video who pinned the police department officer in a doorway. He got sentenced to 7 years in the slammer. Name is Patrick McCoy. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was at the front of the mob that trapped Officer Daniel Hodges. And so the judge named Trevor McFadden, a lot of McFaddens in the Washington area, described the assault as the most dangerous and violent clash with police, and that this guy's words amounted in action to some of the most egregious crimes committed on January 6th. Officer Hodges told the court, trauma he experienced in the doorway continues to haunt him, and that all Americans were victims of guys like this and their assault. He said, quote, not a day goes by that I don't recall the events. Look at this. How many of these people are still waiting to be tried? That would be my question at the moment.
How many people are waiting to be tried that don't deserve it? This guy, absolutely.
Yeah,
but there is a difference between protesters and rioters, and we've all discussed numerous times that people, at a certain point, people were allowed in to the Capitol, and they were just going on a self-guided tour, essentially. Then they had the other people, like this guy, who was causing chaos and violence. And that, do you remember seeing the picture of the officer who was like halfway in the door and you could see the door being slammed on him as like a, his face was all bloody and everything. Yeah. It was a horrifying photo.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that it's become so politicized and we can't just go after the bad guys and let the good guys go. It's like everybody there was a bad guy and it's just, I don't know, it's just a mess.
Yep. All right. So speaking of messes, Trump and the classified document case, apparently the lawyer that was handling it is recusing himself and his name is Evan Corcoran. I don't quite, you know more about this, Jennifer, than I. I kind of have blocked out all of this stuff about classified documents because I think it's a red herring no matter who it is, Biden, Trump, any of them. So Corcoran says he's going to represent Trump in some of the other cases, but he's not doing it. Why is he not doing it here? What's the
They might be shuffling issue? Around some of his legal team now because the challengers are just so crazy. So I think they're going to probably put in the people that know this kind of stuff best, right? And if there's something here, we don't even know if there's going to be charges. Well, it's just, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
I am of I'm of the opinion, as you expressed it earlier, Trump is going to benefit because he knows how to turn and twist all this stuff around. He's going to come out of this unless they really, and I don't see that they have it. I think this guy is a grandstander in New York. What's it? I keep putting his name out of my mind.
Alvin Bragg.
Bragg. Yeah, that's an appropriate name for him. He's incompetent as far as I can see, and he's just been looking for a way to get attention, and Trump's going to eat him alive. And I think that that's what's going on with these other things. So does that mean he's going to be a good president and get elected again? I wouldn't say that that would be the way to look at it. But I think these people have made a very, very, very strong misstep, frankly. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. So Tommy the K is involved in a television program at the moment. Can you imagine?
That's exciting.
He preferred television. What? Exciting. He's supposed to be here on the radio. Never mind television. Come on.
He did make us a promise. Obligations,
yes,
Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Okay, well, there's always time for more food, farm, and family information. So I pass along some more info. You can follow our food, farm, and family reports by going to foodfarmandfamily.com. Every day, Jay posts the audio from our invitational information that we pass along that affects you, your family's well-being, your health, where the food comes from, all that stuff. Plus, our American Family Farmer show is there. And just in general, it's a great way for you to catch up on the news that affects you and your family's wellness. Speaking of that, Wellness Natural USA of Delaware voluntarily recalling Jay single lot of Simply Protein Peanut Butter Chocolate Crispy Bars sold in a 15-count variety pack. I have bought these. I've had these, and I like them a lot. But apparently, there are undeclared cashews in these.
Yeah, that would
be. Are we ever
going to
get over this?
Somebody has an allergy to cashews.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, I mean, all the allergy stuff. I'm told, and I've said this many times, if you're a mother and you're pregnant, if you eat all of this stuff, then your children will not be allergic to peanut butter or cashews or whatever else. Milk, if you put it into their systems while they are in your womb, that doesn't, you know, it bodes well.
It works for everyone. Because really? I have a cousin who ate, she loves peanut butter, ate all of that kind of, all of that stuff. Her firstborn had a very significant peanut allergy, needed an EpiPen, needed to stay away from it, but has overcome it.
Where did it come from?
Her other two children did not.
I didn't have, there was nobody in school when I was in school that had these allergies. Where did these things come from? Because my question was anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's curious because most people, I knew a couple kids, a couple students who had peanut allergies and we could not have, you could bring peanut butter and jelly or something. You could have that in class. You just had to be away from them. But a lot of the people I know a majority of people who have peanut or some kind of nut allergy and they are older than me.
Yeah.
Like in their upper 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was something that it developed later on in life people are being born with it.
Yeah, I'm not sad that I don't have that problem. All right, here's an efficient way to suck up CO2 from the air, storing it in baking soda. How about this, boys and girls? There's a new study that shows the methods of sucking up atmospheric air and filtering out the CO2 can be improved by adding copper to the filter and open up the this is, I suppose, fight against climate change, right? Much as anything else. Copper converts the captured CO2 to a harmless baking soda that could be stored in the oceans or turned into a saleable product. So
that's,
copper
that's cool.
with CO2 makes it into it becomes baking soda.
Interesting.
Or you just,
that's the stuff that we use in fridges, right?
Yeah, to, right. Well, you can bake
the
with
odors.
It. It's originally they call it baking soda because it was used as an ingredient last night on the most recent. I think there are only three or four more episodes left of one of my favorite programs of all time, The Blacklist. And Spader's character is teaching his daughter's daughter. His daughter was killed a couple of seasons ago, and so his daughter's living with one of the other characters in the show, and he teaches her how to make chocolate cake using mayonnaise. I never heard of that before. Have you heard?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah, one of my old roommates, that was her, like, specialty. She'd make that the time. It just makes it a little bit
moisture,
more dense
probably.
And moisturized. Yeah.
Right. All right, here's, speaking of chocolate, the story of a woman who fell into liquid chocolate. She says that saved her life at that factory explosion to kill 7 in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Yeah.
So she says that if she hadn't fallen into, this is at the R.M. Palmer Company, a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. It blew up a couple of weeks ago, and she was inside the building, said her arm was burning when the floor collapsed under her and she fell into a big chocolate vat. And if it hadn't been for that, it would have been the end of me, she said. Wow. So chocolate once again proves it can save your life, right? The more chocolate you have in your life, the better it is. But seriously, she could have had a horrible death in that thing because those other people just burned alive in that explosion. Oh, man. All right. Well, chocolate is king as far as I'm concerned. and believe that. And it's milk chocolate, too. Never mind the dark chocolate stuff. Didn't we prove that on the other day? It was dark chocolate is bad for you.
Yeah, a lot of metals in it and lead.
Yep. All right, 59.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.